Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
My dear friends, I want you to take a moment and reflect on where you are in your life right now. I know some of you are feeling tired, frustrated, and maybe even a little lost. You've been praying, waiting, and hoping for a breakthrough. You've been longing for that. One moment when everything will change, when your struggles will end, and when you'll finally step into the blessings you've been dreaming about. I'm here to tell you today that God has not forgotten about you. He sees your struggles, He hears your prayers, and He knows the desires of your heart. Sometimes it feels like the doors to your blessings are locked tight, like no matter what you do, they just won't open. But I want you to hold on to this truth. God will open the door to your blessings. It may not happen when you expect it, and it may not look the way you imagined, but it will happen. You see, sometimes we get so focused on what we want, on the things we think will make us happy, that we forget to trust in God's perfect timing. We forget that He knows what's best for us, even when we don't. And in those moments when it feels like nothing is happening, when it feels like every door is closing in your face, that's when God is working behind the scenes, preparing something far greater than you could ever imagine. I know it's hard to wait. I know it's hard to keep believing when it feels like nothing is changing. But remember this. Every closed door is not a denial. It's a redirection. It's a redirection. It's God guiding you toward the door that will lead you to the blessings He has in store for you. And when the time is right, that door will swing wide open, and you'll step into everything He has prepared for you. Now, let's talk about what it means when God opens a door. When God opens a door to your blessings, it means that He's making a way where there seems to be no way. It means that He's removing the obstacles that have been standing in your path, and He's clearing the way for you to walk into your destiny. But here's the thing, my friends. When that door opens, you have to be ready to walk through it. You have to be ready to step into the blessings that God has prepared for you. And sometimes that means letting go of the things that are holding you back. It means leaving behind the doubts, the fears, and the worries that have been weighing you down. You see, God doesn't want you to carry those burdens with you into your new season. He wants you to walk through that door with confidence, knowing that He has already gone before you and prepared the way. He wants you to trust Him, even when you don't see the whole picture, even when you don't know what's on the other side of that door. I want you to imagine for a moment that you're standing in front of a door. This door represents the blessings that God has in store for you. It represents the dreams you've been praying for, the desires of your heart, and the life you've always wanted. Now, imagine that God is standing on the other side of that door, holding the key. But here's the thing. God won't force that door open. He won't push you through it. He's waiting for you to trust him, to take a step of faith, and to believe that he has something amazing waiting for you on the other side. And when you do, when you take that step of faith, God will open the door, and you'll step into a new season of blessings, of favor, and of abundance. But let me tell you this, my friends. The enemy doesn't want you to walk through that door. He wants to keep you stuck in a place of fear, of doubt, and of uncertainty. He wants you to believe that you're not worthy of God's blessings, that you're not good enough, that you're not strong enough. But those are lies. God sees you as his beloved child, and he wants nothing more than to bless you, to pour out his love and favor on you. So, don't let fear hold you back. Don't let doubt keep you from stepping into the blessings that God has prepared for you. Remember that God is with you every step of the way, and that he will never leave you or forsake you. When you walk through that door, you're not walking alone. God is walking with you, guiding you, and leading you into a future that is filled with hope, with joy, and with his abundant blessings. And I know that some of you might be thinking, "But Pastor, I've been waiting for so long. I've been praying for this blessing for years, and it still hasn't come. What if it never happens?" Let me tell you this. God's timing is perfect. It's not always our timing, but it's always perfect. Sometimes God is waiting for the right moment to open that door, the moment when you're ready to receive the blessing, the moment when you're ready to receive the blessing, the moment when it will have the great...
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Greatest impact on your life. So, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Keep believing. Keep trusting and keep waiting on God. Because when that door opens, it's going to be worth every moment of waiting. And as you wait, my friends, I encourage you to prepare your heart to get ready for the blessings that are coming. Start by letting go of the things that are holding you back, by releasing the fears and the doubts that are weighing you down. And instead, fill your heart with faith, with hope, and with the assurance that God is in control and that he is working all things together for your good. In this season of waiting, let your prayers be filled with gratitude, with thanksgiving for the blessings that are on their way. Even if you don't see them yet, even if you're still standing in front of that closed door, start thanking God for what he's about to do in your life. Because when you do, you're not just preparing your heart, you're also opening yourself up to receive the blessings that God has in store for you. My friends, God is faithful. He is a God who keeps his promises, and he has promised to bless you, to open doors for you, and to lead you into a future that is filled with hope, with joy, and with his abundant love. So, keep believing, keep trusting, and keep waiting on him. Because when God opens that door, you're going to walk into a season of blessings that will exceed your wildest dreams. Now, I want us to focus on something very important: preparing your heart for the blessings that are about to come. You see, when God opens that door to your blessings, you need to be ready to receive them. It's not just about the door opening. It's about what happens after you step through it. And to fully embrace the blessings that God has in store for you, your heart needs to be in the right place. Let me tell you something that might challenge you. Sometimes the reason the door hasn't opened yet is because God is still preparing you. He's working on your heart, your character, and your spirit. He's shaping you into the person who can handle the blessings He's about to pour into your life. And that's not always an easy process. It can be uncomfortable, it can be painful, and it can feel like you're being stretched beyond your limits. But it's necessary, my friends, because God wants to give you more than just blessings. He wants to give you lasting blessings, the kind that will truly enrich your life. So, what does it mean to prepare your heart? It means being willing to let go of the things that don't serve you anymore. It means being open to change, to growth, and to becoming the person God has called you to be. Maybe there are habits in your life that need to change. Maybe there are relationships that are holding you back. Maybe there are fears and doubts that you need to release. Whatever it is, now is the time to address it. Think of it like this. If God gave you everything you're praying for right now, would you be ready to handle it? Would you be able to manage the blessings without letting them overwhelm you? Would you be able to stay humble, grounded, and focused on what truly matters? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves as we prepare our hearts. God doesn't just want to bless you. He wants to bless you in a way that lasts. He wants to give you blessings that you can hold on to, that you can grow with, and that will multiply in your life. But for that to happen, your heart needs to be in a place where it can receive and nurture those blessings. One of the first steps in preparing your heart is to cultivate a spirit of gratitude. Gratitude is powerful, my friends. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have. It opens your eyes to the ways God is already working in your life, even if the door hasn't opened yet. And when you live with a heart full of gratitude, you create an environment where blessings can thrive. Take a moment every day to thank God for what He's done, for what He's doing, and for what He's about to do. Even if you're still waiting for that breakthrough, thank Him in advance. Thank Him for the lessons you've learned along the way, for the strength He's given you, and for the faith that has kept you going. Gratitude prepares your heart to receive more because it acknowledges that every good thing comes from God. Another important aspect of preparing your heart is to align your desires with God's will. This means seeking God's guidance in every decision, every step, and every plan you make. Sometimes we have our own ideas about what our blessing should look like. We have a picture in our minds of how things should be, and we get frustrated when reality doesn't match that picture. But God's plans are higher than ours, and His vision for our lives is far greater than anything we could imagine. So, instead of holding on tightly to your own plans, I encourage you to surrender them to God. Say, Lord, I trust You. I trust that Your plans for me are good, and I'm open to whatever You have in store. When you do this, you allow God to move freely in your life. You open yourself up to the possibility of blessings that are beyond your wildest dreams. Remember, the door that God is going to open for you may not be the one you expected. It may lead you down a different path than the one you had planned, but trust that it's the right path, the path that will lead you to the fullness of life that God desires for you. Preparing your heart also involves letting go of any bitterness, resentment, or unforgiveness that you may be holding on to. These things can create blockages in your spirit, preventing you from fully receiving the blessings that God wants to give you. If there's someone you need to forgive, do it. If there's a past hurt that you're holding onto, release it. Allow God to heal those wounds so that your heart can be free to embrace the new things He has for you. You see, when your heart is weighed down by negativity, it becomes difficult to recognize and appreciate the blessings that come your way. But when you choose to forgive, when you choose to let go of past hurts, you create space in your heart for joy, for peace, and for God's abundant blessings. And finally, my friends, as you prepare your heart, I want you to strengthen your faith. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to your blessings. It's the belief that God is who He says He is, and that He will do what He has promised. Faith isn't just about believing when things are going well. It's about holding on to that belief, even when everything seems to be falling apart. Faith says, "I may not see the way right now, but I know that God is making a way. I may not understand why things are happening the way they are, but I trust that God has a purpose and a plan. I may feel like giving up, but I know that God is with me, and He will see me through." As you build your faith, spend time in prayer, spend time in reflection, and spend time reminding yourself of who God is. Keep speaking God's promises over your life. Speak life. Speak hope and speak victory, even in the midst of challenges. My dear friends, God is about to open the door to your blessings. But before that happens, He's inviting you to prepare your heart, to get ready for what's coming. He's calling you to let go of what's holding you back, to align your desires with His will, to cultivate a spirit of gratitude, to forgive, and to strengthen your faith. My dear friends, there's something crucial that we need to talk about: trusting God's timing for your blessings. You see, it's one thing to believe that God will open the door to your blessings, but it's another thing entirely to trust that He will do it at the right time. This is where many of us struggle. We believe that God has good things in store for us, but we get anxious when those things don't happen as quickly as we'd like. We live in a world that's always in a hurry. We want everything fast. Fast food, fast results, fast answers. We've grown accustomed to instant gratification, and when things don't happen on our timeline, we start to worry. We wonder if God has forgotten us, if He's changed His mind, or if we're doing something wrong. But let me reassure you today, God has not forgotten you. His timing is perfect, and His delays are not denials. Think about it. If you trust that God is going to open the door to your blessings, then you also have to trust that He knows the exact right moment to do it. God sees the bigger picture. He knows what you need, when you need it, and how it's going to impact your life. Sometimes, what feels like a delay is actually God's way of setting things up for something greater. He's working behind the scenes, orchestrating events, aligning circumstances, and preparing you so that when the time comes, everything will fall into place. But here's the hard part. Trusting God's timing means being patient. It means waiting with faith, even when it's difficult, even when it feels like nothing is happening. It means surrendering your need to control the outcome and letting God take the lead. This kind of trust requires us to let go of our own plans and to be open to God's plans, even if they don't make sense to us in the moment. You see, when you trust God's timing, you're not just waiting. You're waiting with purpose. You're using this time to grow, to learn, to deepen your faith, and to prepare your heart for the blessings that are coming. You're allowing God to mold you into the person you need to be, so that when the door opens, you're ready to step through it with confidence and gratitude. One of the biggest challenges we face is the temptation to compare our journey with others. We look around and see others receiving their blessings, and we wonder why it's not happening for us. But let me tell you something, my friends. God's plan for your life is unique. Your story is different from anyone else's, and your blessings will come at the time that is perfect for you. Don't let comparison steal your joy or shake your faith. What God has for you is for you, and it will come in its own time. When you see others being blessed, don't get discouraged. Rejoice with them, because it's a reminder that God is in the blessing business. If he did it for them, he will do it for you too, in his time. Trusting God's timing also means trusting that his delays are purposeful. Sometimes, God delays certain things in our lives because he's protecting us from something we can't see. He might be keeping us from a situation that isn't right for us, or he might be holding back until we're truly ready to handle what he's about to give us. It's in these moments that we need to remind ourselves that God's ways are higher than our ways, and that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I know it's not easy to wait. I know that it can be frustrating, especially when you're praying, hoping, and believing, and yet the door seems to remain closed. But I want to encourage you today to hold on to your faith. Don't let the waiting period shake your belief in God's goodness. Don't let it cause you to doubt his love for you. Instead, let it strengthen your trust in him. As you wait, keep your eyes fixed on God. Keep your heart open to what he's teaching you in this season. Use this time to draw closer to him, to lean on him, and to build a relationship with him, that is strong and unshakable. The waiting period is not wasted time. It's a time of preparation, growth, and deepening your faith. And remember, God's timing is always worth the wait. When that door finally opens, you will see why it had to happen at that exact moment. You will understand why certain things had to be delayed, why some doors had to remain closed, and why the path you walked was the best one for you. God's timing is perfect, and when he blesses you, it will be beyond anything you could have imagined. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to trust in God's timing. Don't rush the process. Don't let impatience or anxiety rob you of your peace. Trust that God knows what he's doing and that his plans for you are good. The door to your blessings will open at the right time. And when it does, you will be ready to step into all that God has prepared for you. Dear friends, as we continue this message of hope and encouragement, it's important to address a vital aspect of receiving God's blessings, embracing the change that comes with them. When God opens the door to your blessings, it often brings significant changes to your life. These changes can be exciting, but they can also be challenging and even unsettling. Change is a natural part of life, and it's often the way that God delivers his blessings. But even though change can be a sign of something good, it doesn't always make it easy to accept. We may find ourselves feeling uncertain, anxious, or even fearful about the new path we're being asked to walk. It's crucial to understand that these feelings are normal and that God is with us every step of the way. When the door to your blessings opens, it may lead you to new opportunities, new relationships, or new responsibilities. While these changes can bring tremendous growth and joy, they also require adjustment and adaptation. Here's the thing to remember. God doesn't just bless you and leave you to figure it all out on your own. He provides the guidance, strength, and wisdom you need to navigate these changes successfully. One of the first things to do when facing change is to acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel a mix of emotions: excitement, fear, joy, anxiety. Recognize these feelings and bring them to God in prayer. He understands what you're going through and is there to support you. Ask him for the courage to embrace the changes and for the clarity to see the opportunities that they bring. Change often requires us to step out of our comfort zones. It challenges us to grow beyond what we already know and to trust in new directions. But this stepping out is essential for receiving the fullness of God's blessings. It's in these moments of stepping out that we find new strengths, discover new talents, and experience growth that we wouldn't have otherwise. When God blesses you, He's often stretching you beyond your current boundaries. This stretching might come in the form of new responsibilities, new environments, or even new ways of thinking. It can be uncomfortable, but it's a sign that God is preparing you for something greater. Remember, growth never happens in the comfort zone. It happens when we're willing to embrace the new, the unknown, and the unfamiliar. Another important aspect of embracing change is maintaining a positive attitude. Change can be daunting, and it's easy to focus on what you're leaving behind or what you don't understand. However, try to shift your focus to the new possibilities and the blessings that lie ahead. See change as an opportunity for growth, for new experiences, and for deeper understanding. A positive attitude can transform how you experience change, turning potential obstacles into stepping stones. As you embrace the changes that come with your blessings, also remember to keep your faith strong. Change can test your faith as you navigate new challenges and uncertainties, but your faith is what will carry you through these transitions. Trust that God is guiding you through every step, and that He is working all things together for your good. Sometimes, embracing change means letting go of old habits or old ways of thinking. You might need to release certain things from your past to fully step into the new season God is preparing for you. This can be difficult, but it's necessary for growth. Ask God to help you release what no longer serves you, and to give you the strength to move forward. Lastly, celebrate the changes and the blessings that come with them. It's important to recognize and appreciate the good things that are happening in your life. Take time to thank God for the blessings He has brought into your life and for the new opportunities that are unfolding. Celebrate the progress you're making and the ways you're growing. Embracing change is an act of faith. It's trusting that God's plans are better than our own, and believing that He is leading us to something wonderful. As you move forward, hold on to the promise that God's blessings are meant to enrich your life and to bring you closer to Him. Embrace the change with an open heart and a willing spirit, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Now, let's conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings you have promised us and for opening doors in our lives. As we face changes, give us the courage to embrace new opportunities with faith and peace. Help us trust in your perfect timing and guidance. Lord, we bring our financial needs before you. Please provide for us, remove obstacles, and open doors for breakthroughs. Guide us in managing our resources wisely and bless the work of our hands. We also seek your healing touch, comfort, and restore those who are hurting, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Bring relief and renew their strength. Thank you for being our provider and healer. We trust in your plans and find hope in your promises. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.